Black Hills Audio presents The Great U.S.-China Tech War, written by Gordon G. Chang, narrated by Al Kessel. The United States and China are locked in a cold tech war, and the winner will end up dominating the 21st century. Beijing was not considered a tech contender a decade ago. Now, some call it a leader. America is already behind in critical areas. It is no surprise how Chinese leaders made their regime a tech powerhouse. They first developed and then implemented multi-year plans and projects, adopting a determined, methodical, and disciplined approach. As a result, China's political leaders and their army of technocrats could soon possess the technologies of tomorrow. America can still catch up. Unfortunately, Americans, focused on other matters, are not meeting the challenges China presents. A whole-of-society mobilization will be necessary for the U.S. to regain what it once had: control of cutting-edge technologies. This is how America got to the moon, and this is the key to winning this century. Americans may not like the fact that they're once again in a Cold War-type struggle, but they will either adjust to that reality or get left behind. 5G and the Internet of Things. Nowhere is America so far behind China as in the race to build the world's next, the fifth, generation of wireless telecommunications networks. Not since the invention of gunpowder has China led the world in the introduction of a disruptive new technology, and the United States still can't believe that it has been leapfrogged, wrote David Goldman, the American writer and thinker, in Tablet, in March 2019, referring to 5G. For years, the conventional wisdom held that the Chinese only could copy but not innovate. That wisdom has now been proven wrong. The Chinese have raced ahead in 5G in large part because they made it a central plank of their industrial planning process, including it in both the 13th five-year plan, which covers the half-decade ending in 2020, and the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?